TrueEnergy is a vertically integrated gas and electricity company. It's got about 1.3 million retail customers, but it also controls or owns about 3,200 megawatts of generation. Our carbon footprint is about 15 million tonnes per annum, and that's largely from one asset, our brown coal generator in the Latrobe Valley. TrueEnergy's a wholly owned subsidiary of CLP, which is a Hong Kong listed company. We've also got significant investments under development right now. We've got investments through CLP with Roaring Forties, a wind company, wind development company, Petrotherm. We're developing some geothermal resources, solar systems, and a bunch of others. So not only do we basically have a lot riding on the carbon pollution reduction scheme from the point of view of our existing carbon footprint, but it also creates a framework for our future investments. So the Treasury modelling is critical in terms of informing what that policy looks like and establishing the trajectories so that we can deal with the transition associated with our carbon-intensive brown coal-fired power station, and also creating the framework for continuing our investments in low or zero emission technologies, which is around $1 billion right now. So Treasury modelling is critical to us and others in the industry, obviously, as it sets that framework that I mentioned, and it's critical to determining the transitional support, and that's where our first and key interest lies, the transitional support that the government is determining. Up until now, the majority of the modelling that's been done, comprehensive modelling that's been done, has been generation sector only. And so this is the first time we've seen the modelling that also includes the broader economy and is informed also by the global modelling that's been done. And that probably has two interesting dimensions that we couldn't analyse when we did our modelling. First of all, the response on demand, and secondly, and probably more importantly, the importing of certificates from overseas and the impact that will actually have. So we're going through the Treasury modelling, and there's quite a bit of it. So from that point of view, we're analysing it, and in particular, broadening our view and looking at the impacts associated with those two areas. Getting the assistance scheme, which the modelling does inform, right, and dealing with the incumbent investors in a sustainable manner is going to be the strong foundation upon which future investments are made going forward. We, and I believe the majority of the industry that I work in, support the introduction of the CPRS, but it's contingent on an appropriate level of transitional support. There's about $40 billion worth of supply assets in Australia, and about 85% of those assets are coal-fired, and that's 85% of the energy that you consume is from coal-fired generation. From the scheme's perspective, I think we emit in Australia about 600 million tonnes per annum. The scheme will cover, I think, about 400 to 500 million tonnes per annum. And so the industry represents about 50% of those emissions. So from the industry's point of view, we've got long-lived, large capital assets. For us, the challenge is retiring gracefully high-emitting generation and investing enough to replace those assets over a time frame driven by the abatement trajectory. So the capital that's required to go from high emission to zero or low emission is enormous, both debt and equity. So we're at the starting point now, which is getting good information around the modelling, feeding into the next challenge, which is a policy framework that treats the investors who are experienced in developing these technologies and maintaining their balance sheets in a way that they can continue to invest in a seamless and graceful way into a low emission kind of an environment. There'll be an operational challenge as we start to operate base load generators, that some of which are 30, 40 years old, in a way that they've never been operated before. So making sure that you preserve the ability for companies to do that, and at the same time provide the investment environment so that we can start building the zero or low emission technology. Now, clearly the investment environment that we're in now is an added handicap, but that said, the companies that are there to be able to make that transition. So how the government treats the current investors and debt providers will influence investment. In the short term, existing assets and their operations will be impacted. And in the long term, how capital is allocated to this country and the sector and the cost of that capital will be determined by the CPRS. The modelling of impacts is clearly the first and probably one of the most important steps in getting our policy framework right, but we won't have long to wait. At the end of this year, we'll see the rest of the policy. Thank you.